Mark Arnold Jr., the round man of Sound in Town. I am going to be a DJ tonight, which is not my forte, but this I give to you as my gift. At any rate, I'm going to DJ a little bit here. I'm literally, we're talking live microphone here. No line in or nothing like that. You're going to hear horrible segues, because I lack a second turntable in this stage of my life. But that's okay, it should be fun, which I think is important when a war starts. And extra important when a news blackout happens right next to a war. I don't know if you already know that or not, but we are in the middle of a news blackout. I kind of wish I had the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam, because it seems just that surreal.
And the yippies and the disruptors of the systems that Washington and Lincoln as presidents brought forth in this country will shut up and work within our free system of government, I will lower my voice.
When she sat down in the dirt in front of your machine, a lovely woman dressed in red, you in military green. If you had met her in Jerusalem, you might have asked her on a date. But here you were in Gaza rolling toward the gate. As your foot went to the floor, did you recall her eyes? Did her gaze remind you that you become what you despise? As you rode on toward that woman and ignored all the shouts to stop, did you feel a shred of doubt as you watched her body drop? And as your caterpillar tracks upon her body pressed, with 20 tons of deadly force crushed the bones within her chest, Could you feel the contours of her face as you took her life away? Did you serve your country well on that cool spring day? And when you went back across the green line, back to the open shore, did you think that this was just another day in a dirty war? And when you looked out on the water, did you feel an empty void? Or was it just one more life you'd taken, one more home destroyed?
The point is that a handful of oddballs deliberately set out to politicize a simple criminal proceeding and to disrupt the most basic protection of our society, the dignity of the courts. The point is that the new technique of judicial disruption is spreading like wildfire throughout the country. The tactic is to provoke and inflame in the hope that overreaction will obliterate the true nature of the proceeding.
Pretty boy Floyd and I'll fall. Oklahoma knew him well. 'Twas in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in the wagon, and into town they rode. language, and his wife she overheard. Now pretty boy grabbed the long chain, and the sheriff he grabbed the gun, and in the fight that followed, well, he laid the deputy down. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. In Oklahoma City, was on a Christmas day, came a whole carload of groceries and a letter that did say. Christmas dinner for the families on release. As through the world I ramble, as through the world.
Now as through the world I ramble, I see lots of money men. Some will rob you with a stick gun, some with a fountain pen. But as through life you travel, yes, as through life you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive family from their home.
Glamorous bells, praying and saying a wild farewell. War, war, war. High and low, all must go, hark to the shout of war. Leave to the women the harvest yield. Gird ye men for the sinister field, a saber instead of a scythe to yield. War, red, war. Tinker and tailor and millionaire, actor in triumph and priest in prayer, comrades now in the hell out there, sweep to the fire of war.
United States. state senator travel to Paris and engage in secret conversations with the enemy at a time when he should be reinforcing the solidarity of our effort to bring an end to that conflagration. It makes me wonder what the people in that state were thinking of when they sent that man to the Senate.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war, always the young to fall. Now look at all we want with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all war. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese sky, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant, the United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace, call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed mind.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield,
down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield
down by the riverside. 31
I ain't gonna study on a mud, ain't gonna study one on a ain't gonna study one on a I ain't gonna study one on a ain't gonna study one on a ain't gonna study. With the Prince of Peace
down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
I'm gonna talk with the Prince of Peace
down by the riverside. 31
I ain't gonna study one on one, ain't gonna study one on one, ain't gonna study. Every man
down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
shake hands with every man down by the riverside. At the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there.
I'll be riding up there. I'll be riding up there.
Oh, come on over to the front of the bus.
I'll be riding up there.
If you miss me on the picket line, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the city jail. I'll be roaming over there.
I'll be roaming over there.
One of the young people had just come down from Cairo, Illinois, where they'd had a drive to desegregate the municipal swimming pool. If you miss me in the Mississippi River, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the swimming pool. I'll be swimming right there.
I'll be swimming right there.
Oh, here's a verse that was prophetic. Came true, I heard it in October, and in many places it came true in November. But just to start. If you miss me in the cotton field, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the courthouse. I'll be voting right there.
I'll be voting right there. Oh,
come on over to the courthouse.
I'll be voting right there.
If you miss me at the back of the bus, you can't find me nowhere. Oh, come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there. Oh,
I'll be riding up there. Oh, I'll be riding up there.
Oh,
come on over to the front of the bus. I'll be riding up there.
Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. The very moment I thought I was lost, the dungeon shook and the chains fell off. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. Only thing that we did wrong was staying in the wilderness too long. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. The only thing that we did right was the day we begun to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
with a twist and then a step back and a step forward and a hesitation somewhere. He says, but they all sing, I ain't scared of your jail cause I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I ain't scared of your jail cause I want my freedom. I want my freedom now. He says, you have to see it, though, to see how it works. See, there's Reverend King. He's giving him a lecture in church. He says, now, this is to be a silent demonstration today. No songs, no slogans, and if any obscenities are shouted at you from the sideline, you don't reply to them. You keep right along the line of march. Until you're arrested, then the singing can begin. Well, they all file out of church just as solemn as deacons and as quiet as mice. Down the street, maybe a couple hundred of them, maybe. Along comes the policeman, he says, you're all under arrest. I ain't scared of your jail, so I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I ain't scared of your jail, so I want my freedom. I want my freedom.
Simply stated, it is, will the government of this country remain in the hands of its elected officials, or will it descend to the streets?
Thank you. somewhere illegal, somewhere not wanted. Their work was done, and they had to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border, chased as if they were outlaws and thieves. Goodbye, my one. Goodbye, Rosita. Adios, East Amigos, Jesus and Maria. Won't have a name when you ride the big aeroplane. I will call you Deportee. They died in our hills, they died in our deserts, they died in our valleys. Died beneath our trees, and they died in our bushes. Both sides of the river, they died just the same. The sky plane caught fire over the Godless Canyon. A fireball of lightning all our hills. Who are these friends, all scattered like dry leaves? The radio said they were just deportees.
The point is that the new technique of judicial disruption is spreading like wildfire throughout the country. The tactic is to provoke and inflame in the hope that overreaction will obliterate the true nature of the proceeding. And if the Black Panther Party will disclaim its publicized purpose of violence and overthrow of our elected government by force and will run candidates for election in the traditional Democratic fashion, I will lower my voice.
Oh, Mother Reagan and her crew took away from me and you a pickle fire.
I'm coming back if I go 10,000 miles. Oh, who will tie your shoes? And who will glove your hands? And who will kiss your ruby lips when I am gone? Oh, it's Pappy, Pappy will tie my shoes. And Mammy will glove my hands. And you will kiss my ruby lips when you come back. But he's gone away for to stay a little while. But he's coming back if he goes 10,000 miles. Look away, look away, look away over Yandro, on Yandro's high hill, where them white doves are flying from bow to bow and a mating with their mates. So why not me with mine? But he's gone away for to stay a little while. But he's coming back if he goes 10,000 miles. I'll go build me a desert on Yandro's high hill, where the wild beasts won't bother me nor hear my sad cry. For he's gone away for to stay a little while. But he's come back if he goes 10,000 miles.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dark? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having
cops of the world. We pick and choose as we please, boy. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boy. Best get down on your knees. I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies, and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen. My faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter? Don't they watch Last Train? But if you ask me to bust my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view. You know, I've memorized Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Sure, once I was young and impulsive, I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to socialist meetings, learned all the old union hymns. Ah, but I've grown older and wiser, and that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal.
Flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest loudly roars? I hear the truth, it liveth. What though the darkness round me close? songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? When tyrants tremble sick with fear, and hear their death knells ringing, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame